Blessed and praised be the name of the Lord for his grace and faithfulness, which we can experience every day anew. Also today, I'm greeting all of you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and I welcome all of you. We greet also all those who are joining us online, and we are grateful to the Lord that so many have the opportunity to participate in these meetings worldwide. It's really a blessing, and we are happy that we can bring the bride together into a unity. They are hearing the word of the Lord, and thus all can prepare themselves. We have heard the last song of the choir. Is your blood, are you washed in the blood? Are you renewed? Are you pure by the blood of the Lamb? Are you born again? Are you set free from bondage? Are you pure? Are you washed? I was singing this song this morning, and I think we sing it together now. It's a wonderful song. Number 3 from these little booklets. Are you washed by the blood of the Lamb? Number 3. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you truly trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood? In the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood? In the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for the mansions bright and be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood? In the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood? Amen. Yes, this question is being asked to all of us. And today it's still the time of grace. We may come to the Lord. We may put off everything and laying it under the cross, and then we are washed. Yes, when the bridegroom cometh, is your heart ready? Each one must ask himself this question. This is a very serious question. Are we ready? Are we obedient towards the Word of God? Are your robes white? Yes, the bride is clothed in garments of righteousness, and we want to be there. Today it's still the time of grace, and we may come to the Lord as we are, telling him everything. Now, before Brother Alfred Borg comes to read us the word of introduction, and Brother Schmidt prays with us, let us sing song number 7. Song number 7, Just As I Am.
Just as I am, without one flea, but then thy blood was shed for me, and then thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. But, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relief, because thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, thy love unknown has broken down. Now to be thine, yea, thine alone, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, though tossed about with doubt, fightings and fears within, without, O Lamb of God, I come, I come.
Amen. Just as I am, I come. I come. May the Lord bless us together this morning. For what are we here this morning? We are here to receive what the Lord prepared for us. These are hours of preparation. We are grateful for last night. We are grateful for this morning. May the Lord help us all. May he make us, as we sung in the fourth stanza, just as I am, thou wilt receive me, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse. The sin is away because I trust in your word. That's what it's all about. Because I can trust in your word. Whatever he says, this happens. We have heard it last night. God watches over his word to fulfill it. O Lamb of God, I come. We have come. We are gathered in the name of the Lord. Yesterday we heard from Deuteronomy when the voice of God sounded from heaven and the people of Israel heard it. In the days of the Lord, there were people who heard the voice of God. In our days, God spoke from heaven. We know it. We heard about it. We were not present, but we believe it. Because the Scripture says it. We don't believe what men are saying, that the Lord has come already, that the throne of grace is empty. No, we believe what the Scripture says. Excuse me. And as the word of introduction, I would like to read the word from 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, from verse 15. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord. Praise and thanks. By the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not precede them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Ever. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Is this a comfort, brothers and sisters? What a promise! This promise will be fulfilled very soon. This is our living hope. Therefore, we have come together this morning to make ourselves ready, that our lamps are trimmed, burning, that we have enough oil in our vessels. Preparation time. May the Lord come to his right this morning with each one of us. Not only we who are gathered here, but worldwide, who are joining us online, listening. This we say unto you, by the word of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, it will be fulfilled thus. The Lord will come. He has not yet come, but he will come just as it is written. And this we believe with all our hearts. May the Lord bless us. Let us stand up for prayer. Great God, trusting you in this morning hour, which you prepared for us, to hear your word, to hear what you have to say to us. Lord, we thank you for the blessing of last night. Lord, you called unto us. Lord in heaven, you called us together as then your people Israel. And so we are also gathered this morning to hear what you have to say to us. Lord, you are still the same who was and who is and who is to come, the Almighty. We thank you and we ask you, please bless us here at this place, Lord. And give grace that we are under the protection of your blood. Everywhere, worldwide, who are listening with us. Lord, our God, let us alone, let us bring you alone the glory. Lifting up your name with one accord, as the apostles were in one accord, praising you and worshiping you. And they were praying, Lord, thou great God, who you created the heaven and the earth and all that what is within it. We pray, please give us grace this morning for us and, as we said, for all who are listening worldwide. Great God, bless from the riches of your grace and touch every heart, Lord, and give strength to receive so that you are glorified and praised. But we also ask you for all those who perhaps hear it for the first time, my God, touch their hearts, fill them with a desire, with a longing. And you alone can satisfy this longing in our midst. Be merciful to us. But we also pray, give grace and anoint the lips through which you will speak. We want to hear, great God. Thank you. We ask all this in your holy name. Amen. Then a chorus, please, and the parents with a child or children, please come now to the front. Thou art worthy.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
Portuguese language. Brother Cosme will pray.
Nosso bem-amado Pai Celestial, nós te consagramos o nosso bebê para o tempo e para a eternidade, a fé que o destino da sua vida esteja somente nas tuas santas mãos. Que possas abençoar os seus pais, seus irmãos e toda a família em geral, e que a tua mão poderosa os acompanhe ao longo da sua viagem. Ajuda a todos necessitados, faz graça àqueles que estão na aflição, abençoa os nossos filhos para o tempo e a eternidade, no nome maravilhoso do nosso Senhor Jesus Cristo.
Amém. Amém.
Be God consecrated for time and for eternity. Amen. German. Heavenly Father, our brother and sister are bringing their child to you, to consecrate it to you. We bring you Vayon and consecrate him to you, and we ask for your blessing and your grace. Lord, let your blessing come and rest upon the whole family. Give the parents the grace to raise this child in the fear of God. To you be this child consecrated for time and for eternity. May the blessing of God rest upon the whole family in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hallelujah, sei gepriesen, singen wir noch.
You may be seated. I would also like to welcome all of you in the precious and holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have sung wonderful songs, and the choir has also sung, and we are grateful to God. Today, I would like to thank all who are translating into other languages and who hear the translations, thanking you. At this place, we cannot preach from the front in 15 different languages, but we have brothers, and it is being translated simultaneously into 15 different languages, and all can hear. Just so wonderful that God made it possible like this, that all the languages are present here and all can hear what is being preached. They can hear it in their own language. May God bless all our translators. May He be with them. Then we have once again a couple of phone calls from Brother Deo, Brother Ngonga, Brother Nyagi, Brother Jason, Brother Bope, Brother Inodi, Brother Cecil, Brother Mwamba from Melbourne, Australia. They are just coming phone calls in from everywhere. And Brother Tati, he told me, to the connections which are from this place are 996 last night were added. Besides them who are connected here directly, 996 other connections were added worldwide. Just very mighty that we can pass on what God has given to us by His grace. And we all know that we arrived in a very special time now. And just briefly, I would like to greet the ministering brethren who are preaching the word. Brother Cosme Bra, we experienced him at the child's dedication. Then we have Brother Eli, Brother Eric, Brother Moes. Then we have Brother Emmanuel. Where is Brother Emmanuel? And Brother Michael is also here today. Brother Noble Gill is in our midst. And Brother Tati is here. Brother John, Brother Daniel, and all the brothers who pass on the word of the Lord. And brothers and sisters, it's just as it is written. Also in Matthew 24, verse 45 to 47, not only that one gives out the food, but that all the others, all brothers worldwide, give out the same spiritual food. And if we look into the Holy Scripture, our Lord took the breads and He just broke it and He broke it and He broke it, passing it on. And thousands were fed and 12 baskets remained. In one basket, the boy was carrying the bread, and 12 baskets remained. Why? It were 12 apostles, so that they can give it out on and on, passing it on and on, what the Lord has given to them. Brothers and sisters, it's just so mighty. If one reads what was already, and then looking of what is going on today, Brother Eugen Danzeisen, he told me in my office, he told me, Brother Frank, if we switch on the news, then we want to hear the newest things. We want to hear what happened in the last hours. Not that what happened 40 or 50 years ago. Whoever switches on the news, he wants to hear what is going on right now worldwide. And that's what it's all about. Brothers and sisters, what happened in the Reformation, what happened after that, what happened 50 years ago, it's wonderful, yes. And to the Lord be the thanks for it. But we want to hear, as we heard yesterday, the word from Hebrews chapter 12, today, if you hear His voice, not yesterday and not the day before yesterday, but today, if you hear His voice, and then in the word of introduction was read this wonderful word from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And brothers and sisters, I can really say it with a happy heart. The experiences which God gives, for these experiences one doesn't pray. In the sovereignty of God, we are given what He ordained for us. And if I just may mention this now briefly, it's one thing to read of the rapture and to know that the Lord will return, but then it's a totally different thing to lie on the deathbed, given up by the doctors, and then being pushed into the dying room, and one curtain on the right and one curtain on the left. Yes. And then, the mighty experience being taken out from the body under the blue sky. And when I was looking, I saw the innumerable multitude. All were young. All were dressed in white garments. And of the garments, there was a shining glamour. And majestically, they went up and up and up. Brothers and sisters, God really took care of it. That we're not only preaching, but that by personal experiences which God gives us, we are taken into the preaching. That it's not a theoretic lesson for us, but that it becomes a reality, that it is put into practice, being visited by God Himself, and that we know that He received and accepted us, and He blessed us. Now, just a couple of thoughts. And today, of the Russian, we will ask the brothers of the Russian language to sing us a song. We really appreciate it that brothers are here from Grodno, from everywhere they have come. You all know, after the Second World War, the mighty meetings were in the Russian and in the Ukraine language. And we have just been blessed so wonderfully. And we are joined in a special way with Eastern Europe. To the Lord be just the thanks for it, that He has called out from all peoples and tongues and nations. And today was a surprise for me. Our brother from Paris came and asked me, may we sing a song to you? We are Sinti Romans, 14 brothers of Sinti and Roma, 14 brothers came into the office and they were singing with all their hearts. And I was really weeping. It was so mighty. From all peoples, from all tribes, from all nations, the Lord is calling out. And we are all going back to Adam. Doesn't matter where we are born on the earth. We all go back to Adam. Then the remark concerning Jerusalem. When I looked at the picture of the U.S. president at the Wailing Wall, his hand at the Wailing Wall, he was praying, brothers and sisters. And when I then heard that a program was set before him, how the new temple will look like, and a group was presenting it to him, everything is ready, the temple could be built now. And if we just look at it, how everything takes its course, also with Jerusalem, with Israel, we are just grateful to the Lord. And now, thus this remark. The only democratic country in all of the region, yes, we all know, in the Knesset, there are 120 representatives. and there are different parties. But the Arabic party has 13 seats in the Knesset. In the Knesset. Where is it like this on the whole earth, among all peoples and nations, and especially in the Islamic world? Where does this exist? A state or a government where a Jew would be sitting in the Knesset among the 120 are 13 Arabs, and they have a veto right to raise their voice. We are grateful to God also in this regard, that Israel is led in such a way to not draw any limits, but that all have the same rights, regardless of race or regardless of religion. Now, coming to that, what concerns us, we believe with all our hearts, also that what Brother Branham said, if you want to know how late it is, look on the clock, on the watch. If you want to know what kind of weekday it is, look into your calendar. If you want to know how far the time is spent, look to Israel. And last night, we mentioned it. It's an anniversary year. 70 years have come and gone since the founding of the State of Israel. But what happened already? 1946, the supernatural. Brother Branham was commissioned divinely. And I'm so happy when I hear this, how he reports. He was sitting there. He had his Bible on his lap, and he was reading. When the supernatural light descended into the room, and the angel of the Lord stepped down in this light, and Brother Branham sprang up, and the first words, "Fear not, I am sent to you from the presence of God to give you the commission which is connected with your ministry." Brothers and sisters, if one hears these things with one's ears, if one hears it, and then all the other instructions and supernatural experiences, hearing them, not only hearing them, not only came to know about hearsay, but if one experienced them personally, and knowing this man personally, eating with him at the same table, driving with him in the same car, and being in his meetings, be it in our country or be it in the USA, everything by grace, experiencing, witnessing it. And also this, I said it here a couple of times, brothers and sisters, not that I didn't believe it, but I made the trip to Washington, D.C., because Brother Branham said this photograph with a supernatural light above his head hangs in Washington, D.C. What was left to me but to just book a flight from New York to Washington? And I thank God that these eyes with a pillar of fire have seen this picture. I've seen it there in the Religious Hall of Art. Brothers and sisters, it was just on my heart, not only to say, the man of God has said it, but out of conviction, I wanted to be able to say, my eyes have seen it. And we're just so grateful that he took care of it, to have this connection from the very beginning. When I, 1949, heard the name of William Branham for the first time, it just, there was just an echo in my heart. And when 1953, I was reading the book, A Man Sent from God. Brothers and sisters, there was only one thought in my heart. Where is this man? How can I see him? How can I hear him? And then came 1955 and all the other opportunities to meet this man of God personally. And then to get it revealed from God himself, that it's not only about a church ministry, and this must be said very clearly here, God has set into the church various ministries and gifts into the church. But then, if it's a commission, not only for a local church, but connected with the plan of salvation of God, then comes a special commission. And that what God purposed before the foundation of the world in his plan to manifest it. And therefore, we established the connection in Romans chapter 10. Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall one preach without being sent, without having received a commission? And then we, of course, recognize that God has a plan of salvation and that he brings up to date his people that they can participate in that what he is doing right now on the earth. It's the calling out time. It's preparation time for the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And to this, we have a couple of questions. The difference between the new birth and between the spirit baptism. Let me say it once again today at this place. At the spirit baptism, it's not only that everything inner is renewed. This happens already by the new birth. But by the Holy Spirit, we are baptized into one body, into the divine unity. By the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, joined with one another in the love of God, in the way that Paul could say, we are one body. And as one body has many members, so we are many members. But we make up one single body, and Christ is the head of the body. He is the head of the church. And what also belongs to it, brothers and sisters, one has to read James chapter 3 to recognize why the tongue is purified by the spirit baptism. Why does it play the main role? Why? The tongue is kindled by hellfire. The tongue is the most evil which exists on earth. It's the tongue. And we see in the Garden of Eden, in the first words which the enemy spoke, sowing doubts. And whoever reads James 3, the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. And the man of God writes that we can tame everything, but the tongue no man can tame. And therefore, on the day of Pentecost, cloven tongues of fire appeared, and they set on each one of them to purify the tongue, to put it into the ministry of God. And only then, by the Holy Spirit, they spoke in other tongues. Brothers and sisters, whoever prays for the Spirit baptism should ask the Lord. Please remember what John said. I baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who comes after me shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. The fire belongs to it to purify the tongue fully, to purify, and to put it thus into the ministry of God. Whoever prays for the Spirit baptism should include it and say, "Beloved Lord, take me fully, and especially take my tongue. Be merciful." Yes, these are things which one just has to say, so that we don't fall prey to a self-deception and say, "Oh, I believe the message." Brothers and sisters, it really tears my heart into pieces that people who have no idea of conversion, having not experienced a new birth, leave alone the Spirit baptism, and then they say, "I believe the message. I believe the message." And all are giving their own interpretations. As our brother, who recently reported in a certain city, there are already 6 different groups which refer to Brother Branham. What kind of testimony is this? In the Bible, there was one church in Corinth, one in Ephesus, one in Colossae. There was only one single church in a city in all of the Bible. And today, all are referring to the prophet. But who can refer to God? Who can refer to ascending? And therefore, we at this place, we must put the emphasis on that, that we are joined with God. Also this, we said here, time and again at this place, when a preacher connects the people to himself, then something is not right. A man sent from God has not his own way, doesn't blow his own trumpet, but he prepares the way for the Lord and connects the people with God. And as we heard it already in the word of introduction, the blood of the Lamb has of course been shed. And what did the Lord God say already at the calling out, at the exodus of the people of Israel? What did he say? "When I see the blood, then I will pass over you." A blood-bought flock, spirit-baptized multitude, a first fruit washed in the blood of the Lamb, is presented and will meet the Lord in the air and will be taken up. Today it's about that we make these personal experiences of salvation with God. And just to say this briefly, concerning the opening of the seven seals, Brother Branham, for instance, he said, now the Lamb leaves the throne of mercy. And the people think that he meant 63. But Brother Branham just was lining out what John saw on the Isle of Patmos. When that happens, what is written there, when this comes to fulfillment, not when it's preached about, not when it's revealed, but when it really takes place, then it will happen. And Brother Branham, right afterward, he said that Revelation 5 and 6 falls in the time of the great tribulation. One just has to read on. Also in the New Testament, brothers and sisters, in Matthew 10, our Lord told his disciples and apostles, he gave the commission to them. Go only to the lost sheep of Israel. Don't go to the Gentiles. And then, in Matthew 28, go into all the world. And what is written in Isaiah 49, verse 6, I will make you a light for the Gentiles. And what is written in the book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 47, there Paul repeats the word from the prophet Isaiah, I have made you the light of the Gentiles. And whoever goes then to Acts 22 and 26, reading the commission of Paul, I will send you to the Gentiles so that you open their eyes. The time was come, that all the Gentiles should be included into the proclamation. So, one cannot stop at Matthew 10 and saying, oh, nobody has the right to go to the Gentiles. One has to know for whom and for what time it was said, what was meant. We must be placed into the situation what God has said to us in His Word. I think now on 1 Corinthians chapter 1, where Paul has said, God didn't send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel. And the great man of God, William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, who was so pardoned, he took this one verse and he rejected baptism. And he just said, Paul has said he was not sent to baptize, but to preach the gospel. And as the great man of God, he rejected the baptism. Who can understand this? Brothers and sisters, the right understanding for every word of God is so necessary. And only by the Holy Spirit we are led. Then only we will understand all that. We will understand the right way, what Brother Branham said. Now, a couple of scriptures. All notice that my eyesight is no more as it used to be 70 years ago. But what is written, this we can still read. In the book of Revelation, chapter 21, Revelation, chapter 21, verse 27, it is written, Revelation 21, verse 27. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth. Neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Brothers and sisters, we must put off the old man and thoroughly be renewed. We are in this world, yes. We must remain normal in our everyday life, but in our hearts, we are joined with God and really living out the new life by His grace. Now, the further scriptures from Peter. In Peter, we have very mighty statements which the man of God wrote down and said 2,000 years ago. 1 Peter, chapter 1, in verse 5, we read, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Ready to be revealed in the last time. At that time, he wrote down what we experience today in the last time in which we arrived. Once again, who are kept, you and I, we who we are here today, who we are listening and watching worldwide, who we are kept by the power of God, not by our own power, by the power of God, through faith, which became a revelation for you and for me, through faith, which is the victory which has overcome the world, by faith, being joined with God, who are kept by the power of God, through faith, unto salvation, ready at that time, 2,000 years ago, ready, but at the appointed time, everything will be fulfilled. And as we emphasized yesterday already, also the sending of the prophet, all the world is bypassing it. And only the elect, only those who really partake in the rapture, those who are part of the first resurrection, those who will participate at the wedding supper, only they recognize the promise for this time. Only they will have reverence and fear before God. They will accept and receive what the Lord promised to us in His Word. All the others, they will say, oh, they are running after a man from the USA. No, we are not running after a man from the USA. And not following a man from Germany. We are following our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And His Word is a lamp unto our feet. And as Brother Branham said many times, at evening time there shall be light. And the Word of God, which was revealed, is a bright light. And in this light we may walk. Also this, we said here a couple of times, whoever walks against the light is blinded by the light. But whoever walks with the light, and you all know, the virgins, they have lamps. They have lamps, and the lamps burn. They illuminate only the way on which we have to walk. And this is it. There nothing can be against it. Nothing can shine against you. I still remembered a oil lamp, and the virgins, they have lamps, and they walk in the light. And then there are two different groups. The ones are walking all the way by faith and by obedience with the Lord. They draw from the fullness of the Spirit. They not only take the lamps, but they take the vessels. They draw from the fullness of the Spirit, and they are led from clarity to clarity. And exactly this is happening in our days. Not only the illumination, but the filling and leading with and through the Holy Spirit. And therefore, it is written, all who are led by the Spirit of God, these are the children of God, being led by the Spirit of God into all the truth. Now, it goes on, this man of God writes of the salvation which we experienced by His grace. And in verse 10, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, we read of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. What man of time? And we, by His grace, we could recognize it. Then verse 12. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things. Unto us today. At that time, those who were present at that time, and today, to us, who were hearing the word. Unto whom it was revealed, which are now reported unto you by them. Here it is written, which are now reported unto you by them, by the men that have preached the gospel unto you. Preached unto you. How can somebody preach except he was sent? Unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you. With the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. Which things the angels desire to look into. Brothers and sisters, it's really so mighty. In what kind of way God gives us the understanding of the whole plan of salvation of our God by His grace. And if one reads on, in verse 13, if one reads on, then it is written, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Just so wonderful. Not putting your hope on something, but rest your hope fully upon the grace that is being given to us at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Then it continues in verse 18. 18, for as much as you know, also you and I, we know, and we can agree, as ye know, that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. What a word! The full gospel of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And if we read such scriptures, brothers and sisters, what is going on in us? What? That we just on the inside tune in and go with it and say, Beloved Lord, let it become thus as it is written here. Really, the redemption by the blood, being redeemed from the old life, starting and receiving a new life from God, and then walking with Him. Not both at the same time, but experiencing an inner renewing, being loosened, being delivered, as we emphasized already last night, when the Lord told the woman to the sinner, your sins are forgiven you, and then the command, giving it unto her way, sin no more. Just believing with all your heart, receiving what the Lord has promised to us, and then by grace he gave it to us also. Now the well-known word from verse 23, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God. Unto a living hope, to the Lord our God be the thanks. Being born again by the word of God, which remaineth forever. The word is the seed which was laid into us. Brothers and sisters, the proclamation remains always the same. Our Lord and Savior was the Word. In the beginning was the Word. And He was the promised seed. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we are in the Son of God, as sons and daughters of God. We were received and adopted by the power of the finished work of redemption on the cross of Calvary. And we received the same Holy Spirit, which works in us the new birth, because we received the Word as the divine seed in us. And then the Holy Spirit works in you and in me the new divine life. We may just thank the Lord, thanking Him from the bottom of our hearts. And in verse 25, we read, 1 Peter 1, verse 25, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Blessed are we if We can believe this with a pure conscience and with a pure heart, if we can say it. The word which God entrusted to us, we left it in the original, not adding one interpretation to it. But as we said many a times, the difference between the interpretation and the meaning, God revealed to us the meaning, namely that what he said in his word, he revealed it, not an interpretation which we bring forth. And then, brothers and sisters, we need to read from 2 Peter. Most certainly, we have to read from 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we're eyewitnesses of his majesty. Not fables. You can all imagine what kind of pain penetrates me when brothers are referring to Brother Branham and the most impossible doctrines they are spreading. Brother Branham was, of course, sent to bring us back to God, back to the Word, back to the original, back to the beginning. Of course, not to bring about a new denomination or a new religion, but to join us with God by the Word and by the Spirit. The blood-bought flock is joined with God by the word and by the blood. Not one single interpretation, but God's word in the original is being believed by all of us. And this may be mentioned now, brothers and sisters. Let me mention this. When the opening of the seven seals was just about to happen, Brother Branham said, 6 months before that, it was revealed to him what would take place and how the supernatural cloud will come down and the seven angels in the form of a pyramid, they were in the clouds. In the cloud. And he describes it precisely what happened when he was there on Sunset Mountain, 40 miles away from Tucson. And then he reports what happened in connection with the supernatural cloud and what happened that such a storm was shaking the whole region, such an earthquake, and seven thunderclaps could be heard. And from the supernatural cloud, he was told by the seventh angel in the pyramid, he was told, return to Jeffersonville, for the opening of the seven seals will take place. And if one then hears that brothers make up a seven thunder doctrine, that they go to Revelation 10 and that they just see everything fulfilled already. Oh, brothers and sisters, how grateful we can be. Also concerning this point, with Brother Green and with a couple of preachers, I was driving there. I've seen the trees, the chopped off the tips of the trees which were lying there. I've seen the stones lying on the ground, the rocks. because the earthquake was so mighty. But then to understand that not making up a thunder teaching, but that this experience was for Brother Branham, it had such a meaning for him in connection with the opening of the seven seals. And we're just so grateful, grateful with all our hearts. Today, I brought with me the Science magazine. The unbelieving, especially James MacDonald, an unbeliever, a man at the university in Tucson, he wrote a report, Hear the Cloud, how it appeared. And when Brother Branham received the instruction on the 28th of February 1963 to return to Jeffersonville, he was changing his dwelling to Tucson because it was revealed that it would happen close to Tucson, namely that these seven angels would appear in the supernatural cloud. He moved to Tucson, but then the task was given. And then it was fulfilled later on. How grateful we can be that he understood, that we understood everything correctly, and that we can place everything correctly, and that we let ourselves be placed correctly. Now, all you who are here today for the first time, especially in the most important magazine of the USA, it was reported what happened on the 28th of February, 1963, here in Life magazine, in an unbelieving magazine, Life magazine, the well-known magazine in the USA. It didn't happen somewhere. The world came to know about it. And Brother Branham spoke with this professor, James MacDonald, and he explained to him what is connected with it. But the world bypasses it. They can do nothing with it. But for us, because what is written in the prophet Daniel, in chapter 12, seal the book until the end time. Not forever, but until the end time. And then, when it is revealed, and when God opens, God will open unto us the understanding for it. Let us summarize what it is all about today. Namely about that all receive the Lord as their personal Savior, making their personal experience of conversion, and by faith and obedience are baptized in water, and then walking on with the Lord. Also today, after this service, a water baptism can take place if brothers and sisters are here who would like to be baptized. Because thus it is written, all who received his word were baptized. If you receive your word today, be baptized today. Confirm by obedience your faith which you received. And we are grateful to God that he has given us this opportunity to baptize here. Brothers and sisters, we must preach the whole counsel of God. Everything what belongs to us, namely that what God has given to us by his grace, the full redemption, the perfect forgiveness, grace and salvation. And with Paul, we can say together with Paul with a good conscience, we received the ministry of reconciliation, and we tell you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled with God. And whoever is reconciled with God will be reconciled with one another. The wall of partition was taken away. And we experienced what the Lord already promised in the Old Testament. And even your sin would be red as scarlet. It shall become whiter than the snow. God has given the promises in the Old Testament. And at the making of the covenant, He sprinkled the blood and the people with the blood. The word and the people both were sprinkled with the blood. It's good if one reads Exodus from chapter 19 to chapter 24 to know what happened at that time. And then in the New Testament, Matthew chapter 26, verse 26 to 28, this is my blood. Also, this can be said here today. You all know what churches believe, that the wine in the cup is transformed into blood. No, wine remains wine. In the blood we were redeemed. But already in the Old Testament, the drinking of the blood was forbidden. And also in Acts, it belongs to the four commands which were forbidden. The Lord meant His blood, which He shed. He didn't shed His cup, a cup. He shed His blood. His side was opened. And with His blood, He entered the Holy of Holies. We don't need to misunderstand any scripture. We just have to get the connection. We just need to get the connection revealed by God. And then placing ourselves into the will of God. Placing ourselves into the plan of salvation of our God. Let us summarize, brothers and sisters. Everything is happening at the appointed time. When we read about the gathering of the people of Israel from the nations, and then our Lord says, when you see that it's taking place, then lift up your heads, for you know that your redemption is drawing near. Just before we mentioned it, 70 years it's ago since the founding of the State of Israel happened. 72 years, or since 1946, when Brother Branham, in a supernatural way, he was commissioned. And how he was told, as Moses were given two signs, so you are given two signs. We spoke about it. What was with the ministry of Moses connected? Let my people go. And then let my son go. So that the word might be fulfilled. Out of Egypt I have called my son. Brothers and sisters, if one looks at Bible prophecies and about that what God did with Israel, if you just look at it in the plan of salvation, it's just so tremendous. What is connected with the ministry which God has given to Brother Branham? What? Let my people go. Stop with the enslavery. Stop with all enslavery. Let my people go that they may serve me. This there's the word firstborn in reference with Israel and the Exodus 3 and 4. To the Lord be the thanks. Brothers and sisters, our Lord and Savior is the firstborn among many brethren. And we, by grace, by the new birth, we received the birthright from God. And therefore, it is written in Hebrews, the word, all of us, we have the same Father. And our Lord could say, I ascend to my Father and to your Father, to my God and to your God. Brothers and sisters, the highest calling which God could give, we received to make us sons and daughters of God. And we thank Him so much that we can be joined with Him, believing every word of God. And because we believe every word of God, therefore, we have the confirmation that we are of God. John chapter 8, whoever is of God heareth God's word. And then addressed to the scribes, you are not hearing the word because ye are not of God. I may give you now the certainty and the assurance along your way. All who now believe with all your hearts that the return of the Lord will happen very shortly, as we read yesterday, it will happen at the appointed time. We understood that before the return of the Lord, the last message is going forth. Ye, my people, come out. Be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing. Then will I receive you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, and I will be your God. The message of separation, of calling out, of preparation is going forth now, and it's coming to its end now. All the peoples and all the nations have been reached. The scripture is fulfilled, and the gospel was preached to all nations for a witness. And the Lord emphasized, then the end shall come. So, not 1963 and not 1965 when the Lord God called Brother Branham home, but only from that time on, the message which God has given him was carried into all the world. And the last call goes forth. And whoever has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. May all brothers, in all peoples and tongues, may all remain sober. May they abide in the Word. And may only preach what they can preach from the Bible. Now just for your information, you all know, I translated the sermons of Brother Branham. And these are not only days and hours, but these are years, years of work, line after line. And I'm so happy when I'm in Zurich and when I see this richly prepared table with all the sermons of Brother Branham, which are translated into the German language, that one can take them, reading them. I did both, as the Lord commanded me, to go from city to city and to preach His word, and also to give out the stored in food. It was given out. And as I said last night, 70 years have passed since I consecrated my life to the Lord. 55 have passed in the direct commission and ministry of our Lord. Day and night, I did my part which I had to do. I can say with a good conscience, now, Lord, you let your servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen the fulfillment of that what you promised. To the living God be the glory. We stand in the direct will of God, in the direct commission of God, to bring forth the last message crystal clear. And all who are of God, they will hear and they will believe and they will get the word revealed. There will be no more the various directions. Then there will be only one single direction, namely to have the goal set before our eyes. As Paul has written, we who we focus on the goal, and by the grace of God, we have a goal at the return of Jesus Christ, namely to be ready. And therefore we are coming together. Therefore it can be said here, and it must be repeated here, gather ye my people, that they may hear my words. Also at this weekend, it happened. Namely, that we looked at God's word, that we preached it, and that we heard it, and that we take every word with respect and fear into our hearts, and thanking our God with all our hearts for it. How shall somebody preach to them without being sent? And then the most tremendous, my word, says the Lord, will not return void unto me, unless it has accomplished for what it was sent for. And he sent his word and made them whole. Also you and me. And this belongs to the blood-bought multitude, taking a bath in the word, to be washed away from all spots, from all the false teachings, of all that what was taught of interpretations, being delivered of all that, and becoming a pure, holy word bride, which can meet the bridegroom. As the bridegroom was the word manifest in the flesh, so the bride is also the manifested word in the flesh in this time. Thanks be to our Lord for the blood of the new covenant. Thanks be to him for the redemption and for the forgiveness. Thanks be to him for the sanctification and for the healing which he has given us, and also for the deliverance. To our God be the glory throughout all eternity. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us stand up. Let us sing the chorus. Perhaps we ask our brothers and sisters in the Russian language to come now and to sing us a song. All who can tune in Russian. Who says a chorus? This is the day.
О благодать спасен тобой, я из пучины бед был мертв и чудом стал живой, был слеп и вижу свет. Сперва вселила Божий страх, затем дала покой. Я скорбь души излил в слезах, твой мир течет рекой. Прошел немало я скорбей, невзгод и черных дней, но ты всегда была со мной, ведешь меня домой. Словам Господним верю я, моя вся крепость в них. Он верный щит, он часть моя во всех путях моих. Когда же плоть моя умрет, придет борьбе конец, меня в небесном доме ждет и радость и венец. Пройду десятки тысяч лет, забудем смерть и тень, а Богу так же будем петь, как самый первый день. А Богу так же будем петь, как самый первый день.
Amen. Thank you. It's just so nice. We didn't need any translation. We know all this song in our language. And we could tune in. Now we are bowing our heads. And I would like to ask whether some are here who would like to be baptized. Please raise your hand briefly. If it is so, do we have brothers and sisters? Do you see some hand? Three? Yeah. Then, after this service, we will have a water baptism. And all who want to make a covenant of a good conscience with God, they can be baptized. It's just the biblical pattern, and nobody can bypass it and then be there up in glory. Only he who walks on the straight way, which is shown to us in the Word, he will reach the goal. No one will reach the goal on his own way, but only in agreement and conformity with God and God's holy word. Thus, by grace, we will reach our destination. Now, let us pray. Before we pray, let me ask whether we have special prayer requests in our midst for the sick, for problems which are here. Please raise your hand. Yes, everywhere, everywhere. Lord, Almighty God, manifest Thy presence, confirm Thy word in all of us, in all of us. Give salvation, give deliverance, give healing, and give revelation. O Lord, once again, we thank You that we may live now, that we may believe Your word, receiving Your promises and experiencing our preparation unto the glorious day of Your return. Please bless all over the earth. And bless also our brother and sister Anderson in Auckland, New Zealand. Yes, bless all brothers and sisters from the rising of the sun unto its setting, from the east to the west, from the south to the north. Bless on all continents. Lord, call Your people out. And we thank You that we may believe that Your word, which You ordained for this time and which is now going forth as Your last message worldwide, that it doesn't return void unto You, but that all the elect it will reach and will bring with, not alone, it will accomplish for what You have sent it for. And all the elect, they will have part in it. Precious Lord, we believe that You will return very soon. The time is coming to its end. Please keep us sober in all things, in the natural and in the spiritual realm. And also, all the prayer requests, all the troubles in the families, in the marriages, everything we bring to You, O Lord, You know our special requests. Please be merciful and answer, heal, deliver, and save. To You, the Almighty God, we say thanks. Also for this weekend, thank You that we could come. Thank You that all can tune in, all can listen and hear and experience. Beloved Lord, with all our hearts, we thank You that You did great things in all of us. And that no one will leave this place as he has come. That we all are strengthened, that we are edified, that we received new courage, being strengthened in our faith, to persevere in the faith until we come from believing unto seeing. May all worldwide be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. You may be seated briefly. We would like to thank especially all brothers who have visited us. Also our brother Richard from the Netherlands. We are happy every time when also our neighbors are coming. May God bless you. And may God bless our brother Gilbert, brother Tati. May God bless all brothers, Cosme Bra, and all brothers from Africa, all brothers from all peoples and tongues, from all, from Czech Republic, from Poland, Russia. Beloved, if somebody travels 1,400 kilometers from Grodno, coming to this place to hear the word, or 1,500 kilometers from Romania, Timișoara, then we must, of course, know and recognize that God has laid a hunger into us to hear His word in the original. And we are also grateful for it, that the borders are open and that all can come. And once again, to the Lord be the thanks for it, that He has ordained brothers, like our brother Pacheco. Take all our brothers, brother Jean Lambert, brother Etienne Genton, our brother Michael. Take all the brothers there, brother Fleck, and all brothers who are sitting there on top and translating. And I think also a sister is translating into Bulgarian. Whatever it might be, we pass on what the Lord has entrusted to us. Please remember us. Remember me. According to the flesh, according to the body, I got older. But God willing, the journeys will be continued with God's help. May He give me new strength every day. And this, in this month, there's the special meetings in Portugal, and then also especially in Pakistan. Please remember us. Together with Brother Michael, I will be traveling to Pakistan. You all know, there we had mighty meetings. And this time, two TV stations were asking that I should speak there. Just think of it. In a Islamic republic, God Himself took care of it. And He used our brother in a mighty way. And with the government delegation, we will be fetched from the airport. And so to say, we are a state visit. Just think of it, how God is opening all the doors and hearts in all the nations and in all the religions to bring the final message, so that the last ones are being called out. May God bless all, also from Finland and on all the continent, and as I said, in all peoples and tongues, in all of Eastern Europe, especially our visit, Brother Kashik from Poland, and all who brought, all whom He brought with Him. May God bless you in a special way. Did we forget somebody? Then I didn't do it on purpose. May God bless our brother John. May God bless our brother Daniel. May God bless our brother Florine. May God bless all brothers. Brother Gilbert. All brothers. May God bless all. Oh, especially our brother Tati, who is also busy. And this, I may say here freely, he is that man who probably purchased 100 devices, sending it into all the world so that they can be connected with us to hear and see our meetings. He is taking care of it, that the devices are purchased and that they reach the whole world. And together we take care of it, that they are purchased and that they are sent out. May the Lord God, he was thinking on everything and he took care for everything. To him be the glory and honor for it throughout all eternity. Now we ask our choir to sing a nice song which we can tune in. Do we have our choir leader in our midst in the building? Yes. Amen. We are grateful to our Lord. May the singers are coming now. Take all greetings with you. Take greetings with you to all brothers and to all sisters who could not come, especially into Germany. Take greetings from all of us. May the Lord will bless us. Was it worthwhile to come? Say amen. God's word. River of life flows freely. This river of life flows freely from his open side. Thank you. Before Brother Schmidt prays with us the closing prayer, there is the suggestion, it's snowing outside and we've only seen two hands. Perhaps the baptism can take place next time, if the brothers and sisters agree with it. And so, we will close this blessed weekend. We will keep it in our hearts and not forgetting the work, to carry the work of God in your prayers, to pray for one another so that we can meet the Lord together. We have heard wonderful words at this weekend. Let us really ponder upon the words in our hearts. May we ask the Lord that it may happen with us, whatever the Lord promised to us. We want to experience the full salvation, as the singers have sung it, the fullness of the Spirit, receiving it from the Lord. He alone has the fullness. We just need to come back to Him, asking Him, begging Him, and He will give us everything freely. May the Lord bless you, take greetings with you wherever you go, and we are happy already for the next time, if the Lord gives grace. Now let us stand up for the closing prayer. Nevertheless, I would like to ask those who would like to be baptized, if they want to be baptized, by all means, then please come now or next time. Then we will commit it to the Lord, asking Him for mercy, that He gives you another opportunity. Heavenly Father, we are coming to you in this hour, and we say thanks unto you with all our hearts for the grace and faithfulness and for the privilege, Lord in heaven, to come again and again to this place where you blessed us already so many times. Also today, O God, thank you that we know it and that we recognize it. The words which you spoke to those who came to John. He said, for what went ye out to see? Lord, our for what is that we are coming to hear your words and to be prepared unto this glorious day of your return. We have been called out from all the confusion of this world. We thank you that you have chosen a people to glorify and praise your name. Please give us the grace, because we are still living in the day of salvation. And if we come together once again, Lord, please abide in our midst. Lord in heaven, reveal yourself through us and give us all the grace, Lord, that we may experience what you promised, experiencing what your word tells us, experiencing that you are still the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so we pray you, bless all, Lord Jesus, all who are here today, and all who could not be here today, and also those who are joining us online. My God, everything depends on your blessing. We ask it in your holy name. And so we also pray for all your people, also for the carriers of your word who pass on what you have said and what your scripture tells us. Bless him whom you have given the commission to go from country to country, to go from city to city. Please strengthen all the members of his body. Bless him according to spirit, soul, and body for the glory of thy name. Would the sister like to be baptized? Yes, she wants to be baptized. Then we do it as Philip did it. He baptized the eunuch, and then he went along his street. And Brother Miskis will baptize her, and we can witness it. And then you can walk your way happily. Is somebody else coming? Oh, another sister. Another one is coming? Don't you worry. At the water baptism, the water can never be too cold. I will not forget it. In the Czech Republic, many years ago, I baptized 16 brothers in the ice water. About 20 degrees minus. And I slipped out and I fell into the water. I was never feeling so well as after the baptism. I was never feeling so well. This I can tell you. Lord Almighty God, bless our sisters in a very special way. May this be the day which thou hast made for them. Bless our brother Miskis. Bless all in Portugal. Bless all of the Portuguese language, of the Spanish language, in all the languages. May you bless. To you, the Almighty God, we say thanks. Also for this mission center, for this place where we can meet together since many years to preach your holy word and to hear it. Lift up thy countenance over all of us and bless us all from the riches of your grace, especially our two sisters. Be blessed with the blessing of the Almighty God. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Let us sing, let our hearts be joined together and...
Ich zusammen, so viel.